evening, and I'm Kathy, the co-host. Tonight's topic deals with our natal barcode and its controlling influences that we've been taught is our destiny. But is it? Master healer teacher Ron Amatron will explain how the aliens use extensive mind-body altering programs on humanity. One way to track us all is with an energetic barcode that is imprinted before we're born. Before Ron tells us about this alien natal barcode, let's bring up the light being phase on Ron's host page for peace energy. Hi, Ron. Over to you for the light being activation, and then we'll have an emotional body clearing.
Okay, wonderful. So bring up that light being on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in peace energy for you. This is source energy coming to the light being to give you peace. So here we go. Remember, source energy is peace. There's no duality to it, just strictly peace energy. Here we go. So up down to 10 to energize the light beam. Watch it. It'll typically change colors. Might become floating on your monitor screen. They look more three-dimensional. And watch the eyes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll talk about your natal barcode just briefly here. Remember, you come to this in this lifetime with, we'll say, what they tell you anyway, is a life path. And that life path is on your natal barcode given to you by the aliens as they are controlling you. But it doesn't take much common sense to look at that and say, gee, I'm supposed to have free will, free choice, and I'm a being of light here, and I'm from source energy. Why do I have a controlling barcode on me / a natal chart controlled by planets and stars and whatever else is out there indicating, telling me what to do in my life, or at least giving me energies to do things that I know nothing about? And then they happen automatically, and that's done through your soul family. So we'll do a quick natal barcode release here. This will work for the next day here, today and tomorrow. And since tomorrow is the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, this could probably help you immensely. So here we go, taking away the barcode for today and tomorrow. That would be attached to you. That's going to be working with the planets and the stars, giving you a program to run. Remember, you're just like a computer, and the program is controlling you. We're going to take that away from you. Maybe you can have a really nice day tomorrow. So here, I'm going to count to 10 to release it. I have to command the energy by counting. I could go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. In fact, I'll do that in case you're tired of hearing me count on the different shows. So here we go. I'm going to release it from you, commanding the energy by doing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I'll just stop there. There we go. And it's released from you. Back to you, Kathy.
Wow. Imagine that. The barcode is in control of so much. We'll be talking about the natal barcode clearing. But first, Ron is going to follow up with an emotional clearing for situations that affect relationships having to do with love or broken relationships or heartache, that sort of thing. So over to you, Ron, for emotional clearing, emotional body.
Okay, so here we go. We'll do a few of these here. We're going to first do one for heartache. And everybody has their own particular situations with heartache, and we'll do that one here. So the first one will be heartache. Maybe you are in a relationship, and the person is still living, and maybe you did something yourself to sabotage that relationship, and now it's coming along around this time of year tomorrow, and you're thinking of that person, and they maybe got married because of what you did to them, and you're now, you know, dealing with the sadness. and the betrayal that you did to yourself. So here we go. To this part of the clearing, I count to 10 to release that from you. You must think of that situation, condition, whatever happened to you during this event to have it released. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the next one we'll do is for maybe someone that you've known in this lifetime and they're no longer here. They left their body, and the body is no longer living. So here we go. This is loss of a loved one, taking this energy away from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for possibly like regret. Maybe there's a situation that you have for regret, kind of like the first one that we did, but a little different. So think of a situation, and we're going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's pretty strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll concentrate on our pets and animals that we may have had, and they're no longer with us. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Oh, Ron, well, you cleared the regret of our emotions. You said that was pretty strong. So maybe it'd be a good idea to follow that up with a mental body clearing related to that regret, maybe some stress over the lost love or love we never attained or something that we did we wish we hadn't that we keep thinking about.
Okay, so remember, this is another energetic body. We were doing emotional body clearing, and these are issues that are stored in your emotional body. Now we're going to do one for the mental body, completely different energetic body. They don't interface, but the energies from them do imprint upon you, and then you live out these situations and different things. Remember, you have 108 energetic bodies that make you up. And basically about maybe, I'll just say roughly a dozen of these bodies, to keep it very simple, were put in place by the Earth Spirit to protect you from destroying yourself through the mind energies of the darkness being connected to you, much like energetic cordings. People doing psychic attacks, which is another way of saying that. People will say, I'm sending you some good thoughts today. I was thinking of you. Well, that's a psychic attack energy. Your body cannot use that whatsoever because it's at the person's energetic frequency of who they are, and you cannot use that energy. So your body sees it as a psychic attack. That's why you never want to send anybody any energies. And here we go. Positive or negative. So let's do one here for the mental body for stress over maybe losing a loved one, or it could also be someone that, you know, you wish you were with, or, you know, things like this here. So here we go. Think of that issue, and it releases out of your mental body. Remember, it just stores these things so that it doesn't affect your physical body as much. It still leaks over into it. And if you had them all at one time, you'd be dead. Remember, you die because of your emotions. Well, you can also die because of your mental body being overloaded. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, Ron, people do like that mental body clearing. I hear them talk about it on your archives, your other radio program. And for me just now, I felt my a stillness, and I feel like I got off the spin my mind was going through. And I remember in relation to love relationships, my mind sure did go into a lot of tailspins. So that would be a very good clearing to do, the mental body as well as the emotional body clearing, in regard to just even for the subject of love or loss of love or different kinds of love. You even mentioned the loss of pets and things like that. So there's a wide range of uses for those clearings, the emotional and the mental. And also, Ron, I was wondering, now that you've got us feeling a little good and our spirit is a little bit more into our body, if someone felt any heat in their face, that's our spirit, a little piece of our spirit coming back to us. That's a natural part of the healing. Ron, I was wondering if you could please do the mind-to-heart drop now and drop it to our heart center, and so we can drop our thoughts to our chest cavity. Thank you.
Okay, will do. So let's just do something before that here. We'll do a clearing for people that, remember, we're doing clearings for your regrets, your situation. Well, what about that other person out there? Maybe you got married to somebody or in partnership or whatever, and you have somebody out there who is still kind of like dangling, and they want to be with you. And you're feeling their energy all the time, even though they don't contact you. And that's also a draining your energetic system because they're energetically corded to you. So we're going to release that cord here. Then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. Releasing that person or people. It could even be somebody that is an organization. Maybe there's a bunch of people who wish that you were with them. And maybe they had a big Valentine's Day celebration last year, or maybe you've been to all of them that they've had in the past, and you're no longer at this one because you stopped going there, and now they're all going to be courting you, wishing that you were coming. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might get a big relief on this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, you don't always know what's happening to you. You know, one way to say it is that your thoughts are not your own, but the energy coming to you may be somebody else's energy, and you don't know why you're feeling down someday. That's because you're being energetically courted by people, places, things, and the aliens. So here we go. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. And this exercise you can do yourself whenever you choose to. I recommend doing it at least 3 times a day. If you can do it 10 to 20 times a day, that's even better. So you have to command your spirit, naturally. Otherwise, if you don't command your spirit out loud, then you're in the mental plane. So you might as well not even bother doing it because you're connected to the darkness. And if you don't say it out loud or whisper it, then you're in the darkness anyway. This is what people do when they do meditations without knowing about connecting themselves to their spirit first, and connecting yourself to go to the heart center. This only takes 10 to 15 seconds, so this sort of like puts meditation in a very archaic way of doing things, because you're attempting and hoping to go into your heart eventually in a meditative state, but then you're zombied out normally, and you can't live your life. You know, I've heard people say they meditate for 10 hours a day. I go, boy, your life must be going to hell in a handbasket, you know, because how do you make a living for 10 hours and just sitting there on the couch doing your mantras and your ohms and things? They go, yeah, I'm dysfunctional. And luckily I can get money from my parents to live, but I have to meditate. I was told by my spiritual teacher that I need to meditate, and that's what I'm doing. Well, what I do here takes all that stuff, which is mind energy. Remember, when you meditate, you're in mind energy normally because you're going through some type of system with the mind taking you somewhere. So this here does not do that. This connects you directly to your spirit. 10 seconds, you're in the moment, and you can live your life in the moment, walking around. Don't have to have your legs crossed in the upright position, sitting down with your fingers in a certain mudra, you know. All you have to do is do this. Even do it driving your car or walking. So here we go. Command your spirit to drop your thoughts that you have in your head into your heart center. Very, very simple. I count from 10 to 1 backwards to make it easy for most people. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Or you can say it with me. Command your spirit first, though. Otherwise, you're in the mental plane. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There. Now you're heart-centered. You're in the moment. You have the timeline that you were living on stopped. Nothing around you is energetically corded, connected to you, because that's the way it works. You can't be connected when you're in the now on a timeline. So, back to you, Kathy.
That mind to heart drop is very effective for getting into a peaceful space, a neutral space. And another thing that I do, Ron, is I put my hand over my heart when I speak to my spirit to ask it to, I command it to drop to my heart center. And then I just keep counting from 10 to 1 and wait until I feel that my thoughts are definitely in there. So I'm getting better at it. I try to practice about 4 or 5 times a day. And I find that going through lines, when I'm waiting in lines or places where I'll be impatient, is probably a good time for me to do that mind-to-heart drop. So it's a wonderful exercise for feeling peace within, and peace does start with us. So, Ron, you had talked about at the opening of the program the ways that the nasal barcode implants control us. And on past programs on the podcast, you've talked about key words, that they're very controlling, that we get them from the mental mind transmissions that the aliens send to locate us. And so I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit, about those key words that control us in relation to the barcode.
Yeah, very good. So let's take the word love. And that's a key word. And the word love is connected to the aliens to control you. So there are words that are words that we use that have a meaning. You know, like the word hate would also be one. So you have love and hate, not that they're used together, but there are certain words that everybody uses, including your name. So let's change the energy on the word love, so it's not energetically corded to you. And there are also phrases that are used. So let's take the word love, and we're going to release the vowels from that word. So I want you all to sense your body energy, and you might even say the word love out loud, and see how you are energetically connected to the word love. Does a picture come up in your mind of something dealing with love? You may have that program in you, which will all of a sudden get activated when you say the word love, and that puts you on another mind-controlling program. So I want to take the vowels away, and then we'll see how you respond to hearing the word love. So since there is a O and an E in it, we'll release the O first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's released. And the V, 1, 2, 3, 4, the E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And say the word love now, and just see if you just cannot connect to the word love. Maybe you don't have those mind pictures any longer, which is good, because it just put you into a program brought to you by the aliens, much like on your computer, you connect onto something, and once you're in that program, then you're running that program in you until it stops. We'll also do one for the word that would be live, and the opposite of live, reversing the letters, would be evil. So it's really the same thing. It's the same keyword, just reversed. Very interesting. Let's take the word live with the I and the E, and we'll release that. So releasing the I, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Releasing the E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now say the word live and say the word evil, and both of those should be validated. You should not be able to connect with either one of those in your thoughts, which normally would bring up different issues and situations for you that you have lived in the past, which you resonate to. So back to you, Kathy, and this is your what we have on the website as a a natal clearing here. So back to you.
That was interesting, Ron. So you cleared the vowel, and it changed the whole keyword. I mean, it just completely annihilated the keyword love and live and evil, and it just neutralized it, basically. That's how the light works. That's wonderful. So if we wanted to do this ourselves, we just mentioned the website, creationlightshift.com. And I like that natal barcode clearing you have on it, Ron. It does what you just did. We type in a certain keyword. There's a lot of them, and some that are particular to us, like you said, our name, our birthplace, our birth date, the time we're born, first name, nickname, last name, married name, original names, pet names, all kinds of names. And we put them in the nail barcode clearing and run it, and it actually, you can see it clear off the letters. And so I just want to point that out to the listeners. Ron's nail barcode removal clearing is on the home page of the creationlightshift.com. Really easy to find on the left side towards the bottom column. It's listed there on the left, nail barcode removal. And you click on that, and that will take you to the invoice page. You just type in your name, and you click on PayPal and go through the registration, and it sends you an email with the barcode removal code and username, password username, and an email for your receipt. And it's a really inexpensive clearing as well. $50 to clear off so many of the ways that were tracked, our address, our numbers. Think about all the ways that identity theft keeps track us. And it's pretty much the same way that the aliens track us. There's a lot of ways, count numbers and so forth, address. So if you're bothered by alien interference because they know where you are, this is a really great way to get a lot of that interference right off. I've heard people talk about it on your programs, Ron, and it just seems like it's just a really fantastic solution to something that is just been out of our control. So in addition to that clearing, Ron has a lot of other free clearings on the website where it says sample clearings that are help us to remove the tracking devices that have been imposed on us. So thank you for that, Ron. And you wanted to also clear something to do with Valentine's Day. Perhaps you could do a natal barcode removal of the numbers or the month concerning tomorrow, Valentine's Day, maybe February or the date of the 14th.
Okay, here we go. So let's do release the two. Remember, this is numbers that are used to connect with everybody on that day. So here we go. Let's release the two, which would be a February, counting to five to take the two away. One, two, three, four, five. And next we'll take away the 14. One, two, three, four, five. And then we got the year, which is 2013. We'll do the two first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, releasing that to 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll do another clearing for Valentine's Day. We'll do one for, we'll do one for heart knots. So we could take away the Valentine's Day timeline also if you wish. Then we'll do one for heart knots that people could have. So here we go, releasing you off maybe negative timelines for Valentine's Day. Maybe this is where you would be upset. Remember, the aliens put you on many, many, many timelines. And if you have a situation, maybe somebody passed on and this is that special date, maybe somehow maybe you got married on Valentine's Day and your mate died. So it's much more of an impact on you. So they're going to replicate you maybe on thousands of timelines just to pull that sadness energy off. Remember, they less like energy. Doesn't matter if it's plus or minus. They will take it and live off of it. And they use your energy to do so. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for Valentine's Day for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for heart knots here. And heart knots are kind of what you get inside of you. This is where the energies are very, very constricted. You may not know what a heart knot is, but we'll just call it that. This is where you have something that's deeply embedded in you that you can't get rid of. It might make your heart maybe not work properly or just give you some type of constriction in a way. I can't really talk medical terms, but you kind of know that when you get zapped in the heart, you have a weird feeling there. So let's take away this energy. Just kind of take a deep breath. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very intense. 9 and 10. Releasing some more of the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then going a little further here, if that's the state that you're in, you may be missing somebody, and that would be like a loneliness clearing. So let's do that for Valentine's Day for you. So here we go, releasing the energy of loneliness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just take a deep breath, and you should be feeling maybe a little better, maybe more stable, maybe more secure in yourself. And you should be feeling your body physically relaxing. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I do feel more relaxed. And I'm sure other people do, too, when we exhale there. So, Ron, I can't imagine any other way to clear this sort of heart knot, as you described it. You said it felt very intense, so you were picking up the energy of the listeners. Is that true?
Yes, all the energy goes through me, through my body as it's being cleared. So the energy comes in through me, comes into you, to your spirit, and then naturally the energy has to leave you because it is cleared. It goes back through me, back to light to get taken away. So my body does sample the energy as I get bilocated continuously, spirit and body to the light ship to have this energy taken off. And I do feel the residue sometimes of it as it's a heavier clearing. We could do one for maybe tracking devices here. This kind of goes along with this here. Remember we had the tracking device energy of the date tomorrow. And there may be people out there who see numbers. So the more frequent numbers would be that we're seeing now could be typically on your clock, maybe 333 or numbers like 1111, 911, different things like this here. And this is the way the aliens track you. So another way of stating this here is that they have a program connected to you. How do they validate if this program is working? Very simply, they run that program and then they attach to it a number. Like we'll just say 333, 333, or 444, or 555, that our digital clocks would have on it. And then they run that program, have it running with you, and then they see if they can remote control your body to move your body to a location where there is a digital clock. Then they turn your body, turn your head, you know, move your eyes to look at the clock. And if you see see those numbers, they go, well, we got this one again. So let's release you from numbers. So we'll do number 333. That's one that people could see a lot. Here we go. So releasing you from these three numbers. And you're going to feel these energies leave you. You're going to feel less corded or connecting to them. You know, they could reinstate this naturally, but right now you'll be released from that program that's attached to 333 if you happen to see that number a lot. Here we go, or maybe any numbers that are consecutive or consistent in your life. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do a consecutive number. So we'll just say that you happen to see 345. So that's three numbers that are 345. Let's release that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the famous number, which is 1111. I don't know what people talk about that, in, you know, as far as what they say it is on, you know, the spirituality stuff from the Galactic Federation. Remember, those beings out there channel numbers, and I think they believe that 1111 is this it number, man. If you don't have that, and you're not plugged in, which is true. So here we go. 1111 release. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then naturally we're programmed with the number 911. That's on probably every maybe police car, maybe fire department has that hooked up. And then there are people back east who definitely know about 9/11, probably more than people on the coast here, because 9/11 was when the towers went down. So that date being a date now versus just numbers of a telephone number maybe have a much stronger meaning to you. So here we go. The number 411. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, releasing that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, what did you use to dial on your telephone when you wanted to get information? Very interesting. 411. So when you're dialing 411, even though you're connecting to somebody to help you with a phone number, are you also dialing the aliens? Well, what do you think? I would probably say that'd be correct. So let's do the number 411. You still may have energetic codes attached to you, even though you may not even use that number any longer. Here we go, 411. 1, releasing that, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do 9/11 here. So think of 9/11, and you may feel more of an energy here, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron. That did feel like such a release. I do see numbers with 11 behind them. And I used to see 1111 a lot during 2011. So I think my particular aliens changed the numbers, because I ran 1111 through the natal barcode clearing so many times, and I also timeline crashed, which is another clearing that you have. So they do find ways to keep, you know, keep us connected at new numbers. That's why it's so great to have the natal barcode clearing. Any of those numbers that are following you that you see a lot, they can be put in. You just type them into the natal barcode clearing and click go, and away they go. And you can just keep doing that if they keep showing up. So no end of possibilities to clear on that natal barcode clearing. So thank you very much for those releases on the energies of those numbers and what they mean. Yes, I'd forgotten that 411 was for information, and you're probably dialing some aliens.
We also have a code out there that is probably still being used. I think the different departments that deal with communications a lot, maybe cities and stuff, I remember in the old days, CB radio was out a lot, and they had the 10 codes. So and that's maybe still used by the police departments. I'm not sure, but you've heard the old thing, listening to TV, 10-4, you know, it's probably over and out or something like that, or received the transmission, you know, understand what it is, something like that. So let's release 10-4, and they do have, you know, the codes, the 10 codes. But let's do 10-4. There could be more than 10, you know, codes, but they, I think they call it the 10 code numbers or something. So let's do 10-4. Let's see if that's connected to you. Releasing the 10-4 number. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That's pretty heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That's released from you. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
10-4, thank you. if we happen to see that again or say it again, do we reactivate the number and need to clear it again?
Yes, you could. If you see these numbers over again, then go to the NATO barcode and release it. It's an indication to you that they got you hooked up. So if you're the person that somehow you're driving your car, look at your clock, we'll just use that situation. We'll just use the 222 number. Or maybe you see numbers like 369 all the time or something like that, and you're driving your car, and sure enough, ahead of you is a license plate with 369. Maybe your address is 369. You go, boy, this is really weird. I'm seeing my address on license plates and stuff. Well, that's probably how they connect to you. So I don't know what other numbers would be a number that would be a negative one, because they're all controlling numbers. I'm trying to think what everybody would possibly see. I guess the year 2000 would be a big number for people. So let's do that number, because that was a number that switched over from 1999. Let's release the year 2000, or the number 2000. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, boy, we can't forget the date where the Mayan calendar ended and everybody almost got, or nearly the whole population here, got abducted. That was the day of the 21st of December, I believe. So we'll say between the 21st and 22nd here. 20th, 21st, 22nd. That was the major abduction day for the aliens to take people away from this planet and bring in cloned people without spirits, and you probably have seen them walking around. That could be a whole other show that we do, but if you think people are strange, now that's the reason. So let's release the number for December 21st, 2012. Here we go. We'll do it all at one time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And releasing some more of that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, that was a lot of releasing. Some very heavy dates. It's amazing how we're controlled by these numbers, how certain dates influence us so much. Even the dates that are supposed to have happy associations with them, like Valentine's Day tomorrow. So we can deal with tomorrow feeling maybe a little lighter and more neutral about it. Now, Ron is just discussing the natal barcode removal that he has on his website, creationlightship.com. And I want to remind everyone to stay in their heart center. Ron is just telling what he sees. These unseen and unknown transmissions influence everyone's consciousness, health, and well-being. And that natal barcode removal offers a way to get freed from these attachments. This is part of our reality, whether we're aware or not, but this program is designed to increase your awareness can assist you in getting free from these certain situations and dark side energetic forces. So they do affect our personality. They do infiltrate us. And so, Ron, on the last program, February 6th, we could go back to that for a minute. You told us how the aliens stop time, turn us off and on, so they can abduct us, change our programs, and tamper with us. We didn't get too much time to talk about it after that, but is there anything we can do to stop these abductions, especially if we're aware of them?
Well, all that I can do to help people is to, we have a clearing on the website. It's one of the clearings dealing with the aliens. It's an alien attack removal. And there's, I think, probably five major options to this page, maybe six. Could even be more at this time. I know we've added a few things to it, but it's very, very complete. You can go on there and leave the light being up all night in your room, and it can help to eliminate the abduction process that goes on maybe when you're sleeping or when you're in your house. So it's very good to have that up. It's helped a lot of people. Like I may have mentioned that if you know, when you're laying down to go to sleep, maybe you're with somebody else sleeping and their legs are jerking around back and forth, and you're wondering why they're doing that, it's because they're more than likely being poked with pins as the aliens are trying to connect with your physical body energies and take it away from you. So that's why you're jerking. And everybody has seen babies who are perfectly content, and their mother's holding them or the father, and then all of a sudden they're smiling, and then they get this fearful look on their face, and you see them sucking in air, and then they start screaming and yelling, and their feet are jerking, and hands are wiggling around. Well, that's because the aliens got them, taking away their life force energy. And another way you can tell if you are involved with an alien abduction would be when you're driving your car or going somewhere, maybe you're on the subway, and you space out and you miss where the off-ramp is on the road, or the street that you want to turn on, or the subway stop or something. Normally you kind of yawn a little bit, might feel a little dizzy, and then at that point, that's when you're gone. And then they bring you back in again, maybe in about 5 to 10 minutes. So those clearings you could use could help you. You could do a space clearing, maybe in the subway if you wanted to do that. That may help. You can also, you know, put your picture in front of the computer monitor screen, leave it on in your house all the time with you there. That can help. But I have that alien attack page up for people who know they are under attack. Most people don't understand it or realize it. This might be brand new to you. You may say, I'm not under attack by the aliens. I don't believe in that. They're controlling my life. So you can do that clearing so that you can get your location where you are cleared. Remember, you're running by programs. Programs run you, just like your computer does. And if you don't believe that, then go to any newspaper, and you can see the horoscope in there telling you what's going on this day and during the month or months ahead of you and behind you. And then you can also have your chart read by somebody who is very, very good doing readings on, you know, your astrology, your natal chart. And you can get a regular chart of your whole life saying exactly how this planet's going to control you and what's happening. So right away you can say, yeah, I think they do control me. I may not believe it, but I know that that exists. There are people doing this, and people could be charging you, you know, a couple hundred bucks or so to do a reading on you to tell you how your life is going. Where do they get that from? Well, they just read what the aliens programmed in you. Very, very simple. You can change it by knowing about it, but if you don't know about it, then you are controlled by them. So it's difficult to break away from that system. We do have a planet star vortex clearing on the website that can help you. And that's the whole thing, is to get yourself uncorded from the alien controls that are connected to you. Remember, you can look out in the skies and see the ship bottom clouds that are flat bottom clouds. Those are alien ships. They weren't here probably, you know, in the 50s and 60s. If you're older and you remember seeing the real clouds here and you look at the clouds now, you go, wow, what a difference. Oh, this must be the wind blowing stronger. And oddly enough, on a windy day, these clouds do not move. So we have some pictures on our Contact Talk Radio, I think on the host page there, showing you alien ship clouds and weird clouds that are out there that should not be here. And that's the whole thing. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Put your picture there if you wish to do a clearing. Get onto the clearings. Go onto one of the clearing page. Leave your monitor turned on. And that can help you. And by all means, you may want to do, you know, a space clearing where you are, where you're going to. If you work in a little cubicle, you can just put that in there, leave your picture up on the screen, and it'll help to clear your space. So back to you, Kathy.
I do recommend that. So space clearing, it's listed as location and space clearing on your website, and as a multitude of uses for it, and it's also really inexpensive. So you just buy it and try it for a week. You'll feel the difference. And also, Ron, I just want to mention that I'm feeling a lot of heat and tingling from the clearings you did. And I've done a lot of clearings, so this must be an indication that I still need to do more. And I do want to remind the listeners that Ron did an emotional body clearing, a mental body clearing, and natal barcode removal clearings on all of us tonight. And if all of you felt similar to what I'm describing, the flushed face, the heavy lift, and the tingling, this could be an indication that you need to do these clearings too. And again, they're on creationlightship.com, and it's a terrific way to take advantage of releasing some of these densities in us so that more of our spirit can be returned to our body the way it's supposed to be. We can be more with the light. So, Ron, we only have a few minutes left, and we were talking about the natal barcode clearing, and perhaps we could have our last clearing be a removal of the vowels of our name.
Okay. So, everybody, say your name out loud. Remember, this is a tracking device, one way they can track you, not a device, but a way they can track you. So say your name out loud, first name, and we're going to clear the vowels from your name. And then I want you to say it after I do the clearing here. And you're going to realize that your name doesn't relate to you. So here we go. Say your name, and I'll first clear the A. Okay, that's cleared. The E, if you have the vowels, E, I, clearing that. O, and U, clearing that. There we go. So, say your name now and just see if it relates to you.
No.
It may not relate too much. It's very interesting.
It sounds silly.
Yeah, what I find interesting, I saw a movie just briefly here about the Navajo. And in the movie, it was the Navajo World War II code talkers. They had no vowels in their name. Very interesting. No vowels in their vocabulary. Oh, they must be very, very wise. They must have known about how the aliens are connecting with no vowels. So, back to you, Kathy. A
lot of wisdom in those native practices, yes. I'll have to look at that. And I want to remind everyone to take a look at Ron's host page. He mentions the cloud photos he put up. They're best viewed in full size. You can really get the impressions there and see them, and then don't stare at them too long, but you can really see how these clouds just simply are not, well, to me, they just don't look natural. They look very science fiction, sci-fi type of clouds. So we thank our listeners for sending them, and one of our listeners emailed an advertisement from a well-known insurance company which stated on the ad that they offer abduction insurance, and they were talking about alien abduction insurance.
Yeah, I think so that's a company, I can't swear to it, but I think it started with a G and had like one of those little lizards, you know.
Yeah.
I can't validate that, but very interesting. Maybe that lady who got abducted in New Mexico, which I was talking about on one of the last shows here, with her car that got all crunched because it hit an alien ship on the inside. Maybe she had that same company, and the policeman told them in New Mexico to contact their insurance company because they do take care of abductions. So I want to do a depression clearing because people could be depressed from Valentine's Day coming up and maybe for other reasons. So here we go. Maybe you're not that empowered in your life. So this is why we have these clearings to empower you. So here we go, depression clearing. Think of a situation while you're depressed. Living here could be depressing automatically, knowing why you're here, why you have never left. That could be a big depression because you were told and taught the wrong things through all of your lifetimes. Now you finally hear the truth. So, whippy, lucky you. Now you know what to do about it. Here we go. So, depression. Think of a depression that you have. One, clearing it. Two, this is heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, thank you, everybody, for listening, and back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that, Doug. Clearing on the depression, I've always found love and relationships to be very confusing, and I feel the tingles, and I just want to restate that the tingles and heat waves we feel are a part of the healing as our spirit fills in the blocked energy that Ron just cleared from us. And deeper healings are available on creationlightship.com. On our next program, we will further discuss Ron's mission to help us ascend into the true light. Ron can do these healings because he's from source energy and is not limited to live in our earthly temporal time. We hope that the clearings and information presented here will be of help and allow for better understanding of the truth of what is happening to us on the planet now. Take the next quantum steps to get on the highway to ascension. In the podcast, Ron explains the energetic forces that infiltrate us, affecting us personally, our behaviors, our circumstances and situations, and they do not resonate with our spirit. There are solutions, and it's up to us to initiate the process of getting cleared out. You can heal and prepare for the true ascension on creationlightshift.com. Ron has created many healings to get us on this highway. It's our final chance, and the choice is ours, and the Creation Lightship is offering this hope to get us back to our home base energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the program and divine healings tonight. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud, very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say, to take the thoughts in my head, and the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.